Fourth parak of Mavshirim, second mission. Misha yod olav gishomim afilu av hatumeh hega b'chiyuta. Rain fell on the person, even if this person is av hatumeh, this is Tommy Mace or Zov, etc. So here's a big finish, because even though we said in the first parak that mashkim neratzmeim are machshir, even shaloi l'rasim, you don't need his consent. But over here, I was talking about that they weren't intrinsically tamei, but they kept tamei because they came in contact with him. And since it's rainwater, which is never machshir, it's not considered mashkim, so that could be machshir or something else. He had no interest in it and fell from him onto the second thing without any interest either. If he would intentionally put it on something else, it would be different story. Vimniya, if he shook off the water, then the fact that he shook it off already means that he's relating to it, and this is already mine to name. And the neighbor, it's going to be Masha and Fares also, it's going to be Matam also. The Fares as well says it's all about a case where somehow he shook it off without it actually touching him. And therefore it's just mashing, it's not a tam. But in some way that he's coming, he's not a tam as garment, then that would also be considered something that's, you know, if a garment wouldn't be tummy for some reason, then that's another way of having a situation that the water that comes off of him will not be matched, and it's not some either. Omatap is a teen of the hoker, or the tuach. If he stood under a pipe to cool himself water from the water coming out of it, to wash himself off, patome, tameyim. The person was tame, the word become tame, and then he became everything else. Patome, the chiyutan. If he's tame, then the water comes out off of him, the natural other things. Because, as we said before, since he was interested in this water coming on him, it's Lerotzen, and maybe it's Masha.